I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
And welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and I am live in the fucking building. So, tonight's show is going to be quite interesting. We're going to be talking about Beyonce, Jay-Z, the trip to Cuba. Basically, this is a fucking gossip show. We're just going to be talking about people more so than I normally do. Those of you that know, I was very upset with Rocco about having that fucking verse on his song with Rick Ross. Evidently, he saw the light, and he's like, he's taking Ross off the song. Yes. So, he was like, he has a couple of other verses, like 20-something verses for a remix, and he's like, he might put his sparring partner on there. Shit. Young Jeezy. Like, that would be funny because you guys know that Ross and Jeezy just don't get along together. And then for Ross to be taken off for his controversial lyrics, and then here come Young Jeezy getting on the track, killing it, then that shit would be hella funny. So, for those of you like myself, I heard about the Jay-Z song, but I didn't listen to it till this morning. When me and Ashton was on the phone talking, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, really? So, what I'm going to do is go ahead and play open mic for you, open letter, And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it because I have some callers on the line. And we're going to jump into it after I play the song so we can hear what everybody thinks about it. And then, you know, everybody's talking about Beyonce's Bow Down, you know, Bow Down Bitches, really. Like, you had, like, this little sweet, innocent look or however you want to call it. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, you want bitches to bow down to you? Why should anybody bow down to you? Just because you married Jay-Z or whatever, or, you know, you was fucking, niggas just wasn't putting you out there, that doesn't mean any fucking thing. So, I don't know. I guess this little secret order got them fucked up. And, let me not get started. So, open letter, Jay-Z. This is what everybody has been talking about for the longest. So, let me find the song that I had today. Okay, so here we go. Damn it. Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go. Where the hell? Oh, gosh. Open letter, Jay-Z. Damn it. How hard is it for me to find the shit that I had this morning? Okay, here we go. Open letter. Controversy. You know, one of the cabinet members, or one of the members from the White House was like, Obama didn't give clearance, and they said it came from the Treasury Department, and the Treasury Department was like, when they approved it, they thought it was somebody else. They didn't know it was for them. Man, this shit is fucking crazy. Like, really. And see, that's why, you know, when black people are in power, you can't have everybody fucking around you. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers is gonna always just do something to fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all done hung out at the White House with President Obama and the first family. Beyonce sang at the inauguration. Now it's like, damn, Jay-Z, like, what the fuck is going on with that song? What the fuck is going on with you? What the fuck is going on with your wife? Why is this bitch, like, bow down, bitches? Like, really? Man, this world is so damn crazy. I'm about to bring Jazzy on and see what she has to say. Jazzy!
Hey, girl, what's going on?
Girl, what is up with your home people?
Hey, I don't know. That's my first time hearing open letter, but I know you're going to get mad, but I am definitely a fan of Bow Down Bitches. I am extra in love with Beyonce right now for making that song. I know, you bad. Go ahead, say it. I know.
I'm not a Beyonce fan. You know what I'm saying? I was a Destiny's Child fan. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's always three sides to every story. Her side, their side, and, you know, the truth is somewhere in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Agreed.
I just felt like that whole situation was just, like, crazy. Because, you know, they used to be, like, Beyonce and them and everything like that. And I don't know. I just feel like, maybe the way that she came out with that song should have been something different. I don't know. Bow Down Bitches. Like, you know, you have these girls speaking up to you and everything like that. You're supposed to be like America's somewhat of a sweetheart or something like that. To come out with a song like that, I'm just like, wow, really?
See, for me, I'm a little different. While, of course, I definitely remember Destiny's Child, and I liked Destiny's Child and the songs they've made, I've never really been one that believes too much in, like, the industry hype. So, of course, you can't help but to hear, like, oh, okay, they broke up because XYZ, ABC, 1, 2, 3. None of that stuff ever really mattered to me. I don't really pay too much close attention to that kind of stuff. I'm more so a fan of music as opposed to a fan of an artist. And that's kind of how I am with any music. Like, I like music. I like all types of music. I don't really care about, like, the actual artist controversy. So, if Kelly Rowland came out with a hot-ass song, I would be all over it the same way, you know? But I like the song. I think that, yes, she is America's sweetheart. She's definitely, you know, in a league of her own with regards to the type of status that she's gotten in terms of hanging out with the Obamas, etc., and kind of, you know, the image that she's had created for herself. But I think that the song was a good thing for her because, A, it showed a lot of versatility, and B, it was like you can't really get mad at the song unless you consider yourself to be a bitch. She wasn't saying all of you women are beneath me, everybody is not shit but me. She was like, bow down, bitches. And I think that, honestly, that song was taking shots. I don't think it was meant to be very blatant. I think it was taking shots at people in the industry who felt like perhaps they should have one up on her. So I think that's why certain celebrities got so offended, because they knew that that was directed towards them as opposed to just in general.
I mean, yeah, I feel like he was at Keisha Cole and I guess some, like, other people or whatever. Me, personally, I'm just tripping, like, just on everything, you know what I'm saying? I did a lot of reading this morning, and it was just interesting that, you know, I go in and it's like I'm reading all this different stuff today, right? And then it's like Greta Van Susteren, that's my bitch, right? From the O.J. Simpson trial, and whenever you're looking at court TV, I love her. And then Rush Limbaugh, and there were some other people, and they were talking about the Cuba situation, and they most definitely was talking about the song. I think everybody is talking about the song, because it's just like, you know, not to bow down, but the open letter, like, wow. I wanted to make sure I read the lyrics, you know what I'm saying? So I'm taking everything in, and I was just like, wow.
I mean, I think that's what you're supposed to do as an artist, right? Controversy. I mean, I think that he got probably the exact type of publicity that he was looking for. He definitely made himself very relevant, and probably people who would have never invested in a Jay-Z album or a Jay-Z download or anything like that is now running to go get it and cop their copy so that they can listen to it for themselves. So I think he achieved his ultimate goal, which was to make media headlines and be back on top of the forefront of everything. So, I mean, you know, I think that he accomplished his goal.
I mean, yeah and no, because I'm like, okay, like, some people feel like he threw Obama under the bus when he's like, you know, Obama said, chill, you're going to get me impeached. Because, you know, because of having such a cool relationship, because, hell, what, no fucking rappers hanging out with Bill Clinton?
Right.
They sure as hell wasn't hanging out with George Bush, the daddy or the son.
Right.
So, it's just, I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, I'm not really a Jay-Z fan, so to speak. And it's not that I'm hating on him. I'm like, with rap, different artists move me a different way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I listened to Jay-Z when he was on the Best of Me remix with Maya. That was, like, the hottest song ever. You know what I'm saying? And I guess his album, Reasonable Doubt or whatever, but I would buy his albums for my kids. I wouldn't buy them for me. But as teenage boys, my kids love Jay-Z, so I would get them, you know, the CD. And, you know, not the bootleg shit. So, you know, I have contributed to some of his dividends. And, you know, let it play out. So I'm just like, like, to me, the song is just, like, crazy. Because then it's like when you talk about, you know, what you was going to do with the New Jersey Nets, which is the Brooklyn Nets now, and, you know, like, wow. Like, it's just like, it causes you to feel certain ways on certain verses that he's saying or certain lines.
Agreed, but again, you know, I think that is some of the fantastic things about being an artist is that you have that ability to be creative and maybe say things that the average person wouldn't say, or maybe even say things that you wouldn't say speaking to the public or feel comfortable talking to you with a friend. While it may be very true, right, because obviously he owns these teams and yes, he hangs out with Obama, but the reality is that just like with many rap lyrics, it doesn't necessarily have to be true. A lot of it is just nonsense, and it's hype like a lot of other rappers do, except for these things are relevant in his life, so he could actually, like, rap about things in specific.
But nowadays, depending on what you're saying, it's like it comes back and it bites you in the ass. Look at Rick Ross. He never thought that Reebok would drop his ass because of his fucking lyrics. And
That's true.
I'm very happy about that because now, as like, artists need to be like, okay, they need to be more conscious and aware of the shit that they fucking rap about, whether it's true or not.
Well, you know, every time we do a show talking about rap music, I always say the same thing. So, you know, you have my vote for that. I certainly think that artists should be rapping about things that are far more conscious than perhaps the things that are in mainstream media right now. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm a little bit divided on that particular issue in general with Rick Ross, only because, I mean, he's obviously been in some sticky situations lately in general. But, I mean, I don't know. I think that that's the creative, artistic ability of a rapper. And, you know, Biggie used to rap about stuff all the time that was real fucked up if you thought about it happening to a real person.
But Biggie
probably would never even imagine doing things like that, but it's catchy.
He ain't had no fucking endorsement from fucking Reebok.
And you know what? That is the absolute main difference. So the difference between rap back then and rap now is totally different. People was getting it off of album sales as opposed to, you know, being endorsed by a major company. So that was Rick Ross's bad. And, you know, whoever his manager was, I mean, and I'm saying was because I'm hoping they're still not, because they definitely should have advised him against that when he wrote that song. But shame on him.
I mean, but it wasn't his song. It was Rocco's song. So
the lyrics. I'm saying the verse.
He wrote the verse. Yeah. Rocco should have exercised better judgment. Because he was like, oh, it was a street song. It was a hit, this, that, and the third. Okay, but you're feeling my track. You know what I'm saying? Because radio stations ain't playing my shit. I'm being protested, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's crazy because I'm just like, okay, like, you know, Ross, you always do shit or say shit and you don't really feel the consequences of it. Aside from the shit with the Gangsta Disciples and, you know, you being shot at on your birthday or whatever. But it's like when you say shit like put a Molly in her champagne, she didn't even know it. Took her back to her crib and enjoyed that and didn't even know it. And people feel like your apology wasn't sincere. And then when you're dealing with corporate America, they don't give a fuck. If motherfuckers is protesting and it's controversial, they're going to be like, okay, are we going to keep fucking with this motherfucker? Or are we going to be like, we going to go with our consumers? You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's just going to be like, okay, in the back of their mind, and I mean, I don't mean it like as a racist thing, but you know, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to keep it all the way funky. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, why are we going to let this nigga fuck up ourselves?
I think realistically, it was all about bad timing on Rick Ross's part. I mean, the reality is that, okay, so Reebok is a major industry. It's global. It's a global industry. The same thing like hip-hop, right, which is probably part of the reason why they endorsed Rick to begin with. So the United States of America is such a small portion of his revenue in general, or Reebok's revenue in general. People are so crazy about hip-hop in all other parts of the world, and they will go out and buy an album probably before the average American would. And what Rick failed to realize, I think, which, you know, obviously we wouldn't know unless we had an interview, but what I think that him and his team failed to realize was the fact that now of women, especially underage women or young women in general, is all-time high just given current events, right? So the rape situation that happened in New Delhi in India caused a ginormous uprising. They're, like, changing their laws around. Like, it's serious. Tourists are being going to other countries. Like, that is something that has been in current events so much in the last year that to rap about anything remotely similar could definitely be the end of someone's career. Like, I was reading last night on Facebook, a friend of mine commented on the post or something that was going around about a young girl who she was only 5 years old, and she was sold into sex slavery by her mother. And at first, when I first was reading the story, I thought that perhaps this had to have been like a foreign country, right? Like, oh, this must be somewhere like way, wherever. Nope. This was in North Carolina. Didn't happen too long ago. Like, 5 year old woman with the woman was black. She was like in her 20s or whatever. Like, it's serious. Like, people are not playing any games anymore. It's rape is at the forefront. So, anyone who uses that type of vernacular, you could talk about killing somebody, shooting somebody, stabbing somebody, robbing somebody. You might still get endorsed by Reebok. But right now, if you talk about raping somebody, your ass is probably going to be broke by the time 2014 comes around. Because yeah, nobody's fucking with it. It's just too hot of a topic.
Yes,
so it's all bad times.
Yes, because a lot of it came from what my understanding, because I was like looking at something else this morning, and I'm like, what? Reebok drops Rick Ross, and a bunch of rape protesters came at Reebok. You know what I'm saying? And like I tell people, there's power in numbers, and it was just a matter of time before, you know, that was going to happen. So now he has to sit back and think about, like, damn, because of my reckless behavior, I lost an endorsement deal. I'm in the middle of controversy because of me not being smart about what the fuck I'm putting on a fucking track. And now
right. You
got Slim Thug and whatchamacallit, Slim Thug and Meek Mill's blasting Reebok. Do you think they give a fuck about y'all blasting them? Like, y'all are not going to be able to break them.
You're a small fraction to your enterprise.
Yes. I mean, Slim Thug needs to be using his energy to find a hit record. He needs to do something to be relevant and come back. Meek Mill's like, okay, you going hard for your boy with fucking Reebok, but where the fuck was you at with the Gangsta Disciples?
Well, you know what? Again, it is what it is. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter how many rappers protest, it's still not going to get his $2 million contract back. So, if anything, you know, you might want to try to slide in with something else. And here's the kicker, though. You were right, there are power in numbers, right? But here's the kicker. Had they stuck with a black, I mean, and not to say that it's racist, but had they stuck with a designer or a label that was maybe more urban, they probably wouldn't have gotten dropped. So, for example, like, rappers, like, totally downplay FUBU, right? FUBU may not be relevant anymore, like, right now, may not be so popular in the United States, but any other part of the world, like, FUBU is, like, FUBU, they're papered up. Like, people think that they went broke. No, they did not go broke. They're making stupid money. Not in the U.S., but they're, like, hella paid. So, had they stuck with somebody a little more urban, they could still be on right now. Just saying.
You know, they can't do that. They feel like, oh, once we make it in corporate America. But corporate America has zero tolerance for niggers. Whether you're white or black, when you display ignorant behavior and it has the potential to have a negative outlook on their brand, they're going to drop your ass like a bad motherfucking habit. They ain't going to think twice about it. Do you think they lost any motherfucking sleep about letting that bastard go? Hell no. They probably went out and had some drinks.
I'm totally with you on that one. So I think it's really just all about, like I said, I really feel like with regards to Rick Ross and the Rocco song, it's more so just a matter of poor timing. So lesson learned, it's a hefty lesson, a $2 million lesson, but I bet you he won't make that mistake again.
But you know what's tripping me out is the labels. Like, okay, y'all let that shit go out. Y'all heard it. And y'all was probably like, oh, that's a hot-ass track. You ain't even know it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even know it. Then they was like, oh, they're trying to like, yo, Ross killed that verse, blah, 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 blah. But then it's like now, you're like, what the fuck? Like, damn, motherfuckers really ain't feeling this shit. Motherfuckers is really upset about this record. And it's like, you know, Rocco was just like, okay, I gotta do something. I gotta take it off. And, you know, when I was speaking to Righteous today, he was like, shit, Rocco ain't known for doing the right thing. So he was shocked that Rocco did this. But, you know, why I feel like Rocco did it? Because he's fucking up his paper. Like, if you ain't getting the
money. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, it doesn't matter how his moral character is. Like, at the end of the day, he's in the game for money. So he understood that could definitely be a make or break situation for him. And look, he's about to make a killing off it anyway. So I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere down the line this was all a mastermind behind Rocco's team. Like, okay, you put this out there. It's going to get a lot of heat, right? So he's doing exactly what he did, which is take Ross off the song. Now he's going to put Young Jeezy on there, his arch nemesis, right? It's going to hit the roof. Sales are going to go up. Rocco is going to be on. Everybody is paid, except for Rick Ross. Sorry, boo. And I mean, game over. Like, he's winning twice. So he made the money off the initial record, right? Because everybody has to buy it. Everybody wants to listen to it. So it's getting mad plays. Everybody has to hear it for themselves, right? So it's getting mad plays. So he's killing in that aspect. So now he's about to take Rick off the track, put Jeezy on. So it's going to be because everybody has to hear the lyric now. He's winning all the way around. So,
but he was like,
right thing, wrong thing, Rocco is still going to get paid from this track. The only person that loses here is Maybach Music. Sorry, guys.
But he was like, he doesn't know if he's going to put Ross on it yet because, you know, T.I. might hop on it, this, that, and the third. But it's just ironic that you would sit there and be like, you know, my foreign partner, Jeezy, knowing the history between them. Because I guess, you know, I don't know, if I was Ross, I would feel a certain kind of way.
It doesn't matter how Ross's ass feels about it. Like, the reality is his ass is like, I mean, what you going to do? I mean, really, like, a $2 million contract, there's nothing you could make me do to mess up my $2 million contract. Everybody knows the rap game is not paying like it used to, so you have to get those endorsements. That's the only way you on, like, unless you go back to hitting the block, and we all know he wasn't a pro at that, so.
No, I mean, that's why when you, like, when we speak about Biggie, Biggie was getting paper always. Biggie was, like, a street nigga. Biggie was still, like, sticking
with his thumb. That's
my son. You owe me, fuck you, pay me. You gonna give me what the fuck you owe me. And I respect
right.
that. But, like, Ross, you're sitting here talking about your A&R, you know, talking about these guns, this, that, and the third. But it's like you are setting yourself up for motherfuckers to keep trying you because you keep rapping about that life when you're not about that life. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, let me just say as a disclaimer, Chuck, I hope nobody is about that life. Like, please don't. Please. Like, there is no way that you could talk about raping somebody's baby and a bunch of other bullshit. Like, you know, please, you know, let's hope that nobody is. Let's just hope it's just a lyrical expression. Maybe he was a little bit upset that day. He was probably pissed off at somebody in particular and was like, if I was a real fucked up person, that's probably what I would do. Let's hope nobody is really like that on the inside, right? Cause it's a horrible thing.
Okay.
But really, I mean, like I said, rap is kind of about creative expression. So you say things that are the unthinkable, the unspeakable. That's your platform. And just like with many other rappers that get brought up on charges, of course you can't use the things that they talk about in their music against them because, you know, freedom of speech, right? And it's a form of poetry. But,
not necessarily because Rick Ross and Meek Mill came out with a song and 60 gang members in Harlem got arrested because of the lyrics in that song.
Well, yeah, I mean, not to say that the police are never going to try fucked up shit. They did the same thing with Lil Boosie, right? When they took him to court, they tried to dissect his album to use as evidence against him. Not, it doesn't mean that you won't be arrested for it, but the judicial system says no way. That's freedom of speech. So you may have to go through some rigmarole, but if you have a decent lawyer, that'd be a wrap. So, I mean, it's freedom of speech, right? I could say I want to blow somebody's brains out and put it in a poem and make it sound nice. Doesn't mean I'm really going to do it. It just means I said it, you know, but I don't know. I really think it wouldn't be such a big issue if it wasn't bad timing. If Rick Ross would have said this 2 years ago, or maybe even 2 years from now, it probably would have been a hit record. His contract probably would have went from $2 million to $5 million because so many other people would have brought the song, so Reebok would have loved him so much more. But again, not being abreast of current issues, understanding that so many people from so many different demographics listen to your music, and right now rape is on the forefront of everybody's mind in every single country, including America. Like, we don't talk about it a lot, right, because that's one of those things people don't like to publicize. But in every other country, this is something that people have kind of gotten
up.
It's on the forefront, so.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like, you know, and you have some rappers that are really are about that life. You know, not the raping, but the selling the drugs, being on the block, being in shootouts, being shot. Like, look at French Montana. He was shot in the head, and he's still here to talk about it. 50 Cent was shot in the face or shot however many times, and he's still here to talk about it. And then, you
right.
know, what should have gave Rick Ross a motherfucking insight is, like, dude, look at CeeLo. That bitch ain't on The Voice this season.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he went through his little putting shit in a bitch drink. You know what I mean? So, like, you know.
Which, you know, like, again, you know, believe half of what you, how does it go? Believe none of what you hear and half of what you see? I don't really know how I particularly feel about that scenario in general, but who am I to judge? I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know enough about it to make a definitive opinion, but I kind of feel like somebody needs to do with publicity.
You know, according to what I read, the police had her call him. You know what I'm saying? And he apologized. He, like, he thought that it would make the night more fun. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, wow. So I don't know what came of that, like, if they actually had a trial or anything like that. But she met him during Super Bowl last year. But my thing is, fellas, like, you shouldn't have to put shit in a bitch drink for her to enjoy you. Either you cool as fuck and she feeling you, or she ain't feeling you. Or, you know, if y'all both are drinking and getting tipsy, don't alter the moment because it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? That little 15, 20 minutes or whatever, that Molly, ecstasy, whatever you popped in her drink, is not going to be worth the lifetime of hell that you got to go through.
You know, I don't know. I just feel like you learn from the kids. I have two sons, and when they were, you know, as babies, like, coming up about anything, it's like, no, no, no. You have to learn the word no, right? No means no. Like, don't do it. If someone says no, that means no. And that's something we're taught from childhood. So, with regards to situations like that, it's like you learn from a very young age, first of all, no means no, and B, you don't touch something that doesn't belong to you. Don't touch it without my permission, right? Your mom used to tell you that as a kid. My mom used to tell me that. I tell my boys, like, did I give you permission to touch this? No, I didn't, right? So don't assume that it's okay. Until you ask me and I say yes, it's no. So the same thing goes for pussy. Like, why do men feel like it's okay to touch the shit and I didn't give you permission? Like, no means no, first of all. And, okay, so now they have Molly's or Exo or whatever it is that they're slipping in people's drinks, right, the date rape or whatever, and it's like, I didn't give you fucking permission. No, I didn't say no, but I didn't say fucking yes either. Just my opinion.
Oh, I feel you. I feel like this. Get the pussy on your own. Don't slant the card deck. Don't stack the deck in your favor. You know, be confident in your game. Like, yo, I got a mean talk game. Like, I'm going to talk out those panties. Don't sit there and cheat. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not cool. I mean, that's just like, you know, at one time when women used to put eye drops in men's drinks, knock them out and rob them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm sure men didn't appreciate that. So it's like, you know, you got to think about, you know, I wouldn't want this done to me. So I'm not going to do it to somebody else. For people that have common sense. Not everybody has common sense. I'm learning that.
No, not everyone has common sense. You're absolutely right. But again, you know, no means no. And if I don't say it, that means you don't have the permission to do it, period. So, I don't know. And I don't understand how people can even think that that's right. So with regards to CeeLo, again, I don't know enough about the story. I heard little bits and pieces about it. But if she, and what a dummy to admit the fact that he slipped her the date rape drug over the phone and apologized. So if, in fact, that's true, then he deserves whatever sentence it is that they give him, because if he was a dummy enough to admit that she was at the police department and called and they heard on freeway, then, I mean, really, like.
Yeah, because that's what they do. They have you, it's a sting. They have you call your so-called assailant. And you talk to him on the phone and stuff like that. And that gives them, you know, so I guess they're not wasting their time or whatever. So, you know, I'm just like, he admitted some type of guilt because he just kept apologizing. I'm like, man, fuck that.
Girl, please. I know people right now that won't admit that they owe you $5 on the damn telephone, let alone the fact that they slipped the damn date rape drug in your drink. Like, people be like, what you mean, $5? Like, I mean, come talk to me about that $5. I don't even know what you're talking about that $5. I don't recall $5.
I'll get them a Asian show.
Let alone, I apologize for slipping the date. You know what? I'm so sorry I did that to you. I just thought that we would have a great time. I'm sorry. On the telephone, and you're a celebrity, and you know she's obviously pissed off about the situation in general. I mean, really, like, I don't know. I have nothing really left to say. Like, I don't get it. And I'm sure the first male caller that you take is going to totally agree. Like, that was stupid. Like, dumb that you did it to begin with, but then dumb to, like, have a conversation with the girl about it in the first place. I am not even a man, and I would deny that at all costs. Like, a date rager, bitch, bye. I saw you trying to put that shit in my drink. What are you talking about? I don't remember drinking with you. Did you even drink anything? I thought I had some water. I don't know. I am not, like, no, sorry. Plausible deniability.
Man, this shit is, like, mad crazy. Because, like, I go and I'm trying to see if Ross has any comments about being dropped. But he got dropped on Thursday, right? And it says, hip-hop artist Rick Ross learned. And this is coming from CNN. Thursday, he'd been dumped by sportswear company Reebok after the company decided he hadn't shown an appropriate level of remorse for using lyrics in one of his songs that seemed to allude to raping a woman.
So they said he didn't cry enough about it. He wasn't sorry enough. See, and that's the thing, because that's one of those things that's really sticky, right? Because if you apologize too much, then you show signs of being weak, so maybe some of the fans that you have won't like you as much. But if you don't apologize enough, then you get shunned from corporate America. That's what I think makes rap in general, hip-hop in general, such a difficult industry, because there's such a delicate balance, right? You want to branch out into corporate America because that's where the money is, but in order to even attain that in the first place, you have to first get your street cred up so that you can even get the buzz to begin with, right? So when people hear these hip-hop lyrics, they want to hear it so grimy. They want to hear about all the messed up things that happens in life to a great beat. So it's like, how do you balance the two? And then when you really mess up, can you really just be like, oh, I'm just joking. I don't really mean any of the things I say. Because then everybody is going to know, what the fuck you mean you don't mean any of the things you really say? This is not real? No, it's not real. Well, then now you have a whole lot of answering to do. So it's that fine line, I think. I'm really curious as to what Riker thinks. Because I know he's like, very engrossed into hip hop, but then also very much a businessman. So I'm curious.
He was just like, good. Matter of fact, hold on, let me find my messages, because when you sit there and you read the two apologies that he put on Twitter, I can understand why they felt that way. He says, this is the first apology, and he took to Twitter. I don't condone rape. Apologies for hashtag lyric interpreted as rape. Boss. Right? 2 hours later, he attempted to apologize again. Apology to my many business partners who would never promote violence against women at Reebok Classics and Ultraviolet.
So he never said that he himself does not condone rape men.
He said,
He
said, I don't condone rape. Apologies. I feel like they was looking for more of a statement, not a fucking tweet apology, because that's a serious, what you talked about is serious. So he should have came out with a press release or a press conference and been like, I was just in the studio fucking around. It sounded hot at the time, but now that I think about it, I really would like to go and redo my verse because that's not what I'm about. I don't want to let people down and feel like that's something I may have done in my life or whatever. So with those half-ass apologies, I can understand why people felt like that. And it was Ultraviolet that started the protest to Reebok to get rid of his ass.
Oh, wait, so both his sponsors dropped him? That I didn't know. So Ultraviolet and Reebok both are...
So my thing is, you wasn't sympathetic enough. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I don't want to laugh. It's not funny. I hate to see anybody lose money. I get mad if I lose a damn dollar in the street. So
but
I don't think it was funny,
apology. Come on. You going to lose something.
I mean, the reality is, and I'm not trying to be a negative Betty, because it's very well possible that he has other things that perhaps his hands is involved in, other, you know, lucrative opportunities. But what I will say, Rick, is, you know, I would have gone with what maybe makes the most money. And the reality is that peddling your mixtapes is not going to be a $2 million contract. So as opposed to maybe appeasing my extra grimy fans, I might have gone more with the one who pays my bills. I don't know. What keeps Maybach afloat? I don't know. Can't buy Birkin bags off of mixtapes.
Okay, here's what our dude had to say about it, right? Because I think I said something this morning to him, and
shout out to Rikers. I hardly ever talk to him anymore, but shout out to that guy. He definitely is all about his business. Has given me some very, very great business advice. So I'm always appreciative when I get the opportunity to speak with him and kind of learn from what it is that he does. So
yeah, Rikers is making great moves. He's like a great mentor to me. I was like, I see Rocco did the right thing. He's like, Rocco, what he do? He never do the right thing. And then he's like, you see Reebok dropped her best friend Ross over those lyrics. Ouch. And, you know, I was telling him that Rocco was taking him off the song. And, hold on, because my damn phone, my BlackBerry gets stuck at the wrong fucking time. Okay, so I was telling him that Rocco had took him off the song. And I said, and he might put Jeezy on the remix. He's like, yeah, that's a smart move with removing Ross from the song. And he's like, Ball's having a bad year, shot at,
Crashes.
Yes.
Point.
It said shot at, dropped by Reebok, now Rocco.
And you know what? No disrespect to Rocco, but like, how fucked up is that that you get dropped from like that? Like, you don't get dropped from some like hella major artist. Like, you're not getting dropped from like Jay-Z, like
somebody like that. It's
right.
Rocco.
You're getting dropped. I don't know. Like, that's you know, I don't know. To each his own. That's fucked up, though. That's a fucked up feeling in itself. He's probably mad about that. Like, I got dropped by this dude. Like, he probably felt like it was a privilege to Rocco to even bless him with that verse.
But he got to understand, Rocco hungry. You know what I'm saying? He ain't on TV with Monica no more, so he got to eat however the fuck she got to eat.
Well, you know what? He's about to be eating now. So.
Yeah, so... I mean, Ross can't get mad. He can be mad at himself. You know what I'm saying? Keep popping Molly's in a big champagne and she don't even know it. Take her back to your crib and fucking her and she don't even know it. I mean, shit. Now, that was a hot-ass verse. It's so motherfucking, you so hot right now that you getting
cost
dropped
him 2
like
million.
Bad habit.
That verse cost him $2 million. That what was it, like 2.5 seconds to say it cost him probably $2.5 million. That's fucked up.
And then, you know, I'm still tripping. Okay, I understand your homies want to ride for you and everything like that, but y'all need to pick y'all battles because, honestly, I don't hear y'all talking about fucking date rape. You know what I mean? Y'all talking about some street shit, but at the end of the day...
He should have ran that by Trick Daddy first. Trick Daddy for mayor.
Oh.
He should have ran it by that dude.
Let's talk about Trick, because, you know, Lil Wayne and Mac Main, president of Young Money, they was at King of Diamonds this week. Trick came to the club with about 40, 50 of his dudes. And
I knew that was going to happen. I saw that popping off on Twitter when let me just say, shout out to the boys down in Florida. They are serious about their territory, like, they get really upset.
I mean, but wouldn't you, like, fuck the Miami Heat? And, you know, they just won the title. So, shit, everybody in Miami is rocking with them. So how you going to live in our fucking city and you going to say fuck our team?
Yo, I saw, like I said, I saw that on Twitter. And Trick was upset at the fact that your boy was, like, trash-talking the Heat. Like, he was very, very, very upset. He went on radio shows. He had people tweet. I thought they was going to show up at Lil Wayne's house dressed in all black with a baseball bat. Like, I'm talking about girls was mad, dudes was mad, everybody was mad. I think he probably just didn't even go to his house in Florida that day. He probably was like, you know what, I'm going
to
go back
to New Orleans, and chill. And I mean,
they
made a diss song about Lil Wayne. Like, people took that shit personal. And then here you are in the club and trick people, like, you know, fuck you. And one of them flicks a cigarette in his dreads.
Well, you know what? Trick for mayor. So, Trick Daddy for mayor. It's not funny, but it's kind of funny because I guess you kind of see what people are made of. I don't know. The rap game is meant to be entertaining anyway, and that's exactly what it is. So I think people are getting exactly what they pay for. They're getting entertainment, and I don't know. I kind of think the controversy is good because it helps our younger people kind of understand the difference between fact and fiction. Because when it all hits the fan and things begin to unravel, you see the difference between fact and fiction. This is definitely fiction.
You like, it's like Jada Kiss.
Now, Trick about to whoop that ass was fact, though. That was fact.
Oh, yeah. Trick went from he love the kids to he love to beat that ass. So, I mean, it's like.
It had a whole crew. Trick.
Yeah.
Trick Daddy for mayor.
I'm not even mad at him because it's like Wayne. you're not even from there, you live there now, but at the same time, you got to respect them people. You wouldn't want nobody coming to New Orleans, especially after what you went through as far as losing family members, this, that, and the third, and the hurricane, and somebody come and just start dissing your fucking city. You got to stand up for that.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't really have much to say about that. I just think it's really funny. I just think it's funny. Poor Lil Wayne. He's so hated on right now. Not to say he doesn't deserve it. I'm not saying like he's the shit and people just mad. I'm talking about that dude has so many people that dislike him. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's something he's proud about or something he secretly, like, really sad that has happened. So,
I don't know. It's just funny. Like, they're signing all
and these. And he says he's broke. So, I can't even say he's hella papered up because according to him, he's broke, right? He filed bankruptcy. So, according to him, he's broke. According to Trick Daddy, he's broke too because nobody is really getting paid but Baby. And they say that Baby kind of dishes him out allowance, right? So all of what he has is front money. But, I mean, who knows what the truth is? We obviously can't see the zeros in his bank account. So I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
I mean, I see something that says that back in 2008, he was broke. He was 4 months behind on his Bentley payment.
I don't know. I don't drive a Bentley, right? But if I was to drive a Bentley, I would think that I would be in a very secure place to know that I'm never going to... I cannot have a luxury car and risk losing it. Like, I'd be extremely embarrassed, and I'm not even famous, but I would be extremely embarrassed if I got a luxury car repoed. I don't know, right? Like, you might as well just buy, like, NBA players buy Hondas and Toyotas. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but Young Dro got his Bentley repossessed.
Like I said, he's probably hella embarrassed. Well, shit, hell, he was dating Fantasia, so both their asses broke. You know, birds of a feather. Maybe she, I don't know, didn't read the checkbook right and kind of misbalanced a couple of zeros. I don't know.
That happened after they broke. His shit got repossessed last year because you never hear him, you don't hear him on any of T.I. shit.
No. I don't.
And
you stay
together all the time. And I know he started his own label or whatever, but, you know, when they did the Cypher and Grand Hustle did their Cypher, I didn't see Dro there. I saw B.O.B., but Young Dro wasn't there.
I don't know. I don't really follow Young Dro like that to know enough history to have a knowledgeable conversation. I am curious, though, what some men think about this. I'm curious to hear what a man's perspective is on
girl, everybody
the
is
subject matter.
They are just, like, listening. Like, you know, some topics people just be like, listen, and they don't say nothing. And then after I get off the show,
they only get on the line when it comes to the freaky nasty. They like when we have men on the line talking about the fact that they wife be getting sucked by the men and they have to watch and lick it up afterwards. Everybody lights up the phone lines then. Everybody got something to say.
They just nasty for no reason. I mean, they can't help it. That's just how they are. So, I mean, to each his own.
You have 1 minute left.
I think it's very interesting. I don't know. I'm curious. Curious, George. What's Ashton? I think my line is buzzing, guys, so I apologize because I think that's really coming from me. My phone, T-Mobile. By the way,
T-Mobile is doing this whole thing. I've been hearing it on iHeartRadio, and they're doing hella promotions right now. Let me just say, T-Mobile, I would definitely like for you guys to pay me back my $598.98 that I've been trying to collect since last month. Thank you. Sorry, that was my little disclaimer.
Yeah, and my damn phone doesn't work. Recording, and I'm like, what the fuck? My Skype is
So that's me. That's me right now. So I apologize, guys. My phone is jacked up. But, yeah, my phone is jacked up. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We know how T-Mobile is. I don't have them. Thank God. Did your phone die?
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that, guys. They owe me $598, though, Josh.
How? Hello? Hello? What in the hell happened? Huh. Can you hear me in the chat room? Jazzy, can you hear me? Huh. Let me try. Jazz, you there? Wow, like, what in the hell is going on? This is weird. Hmm. Wow. I wonder what the hell is going on with the damn, with the switchboard. It's acting like all crazy. This might be an hour show tonight because I'm not understanding what the hell is going on. Let me go ahead and close out the show and figure out what's going on with Blog Talk, and then I'll be back on Sunday night. I am so sorry about this.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you there, Jazz?
Yeah, that was my... I'm sorry. I apologize. I had lost my headset, and so I'm driving home, so my headset went dead.
Because I'm thinking it's my system. I'm like, what the...
I'm sorry. My headset went dead. I had to switch Bluetooth. Sorry, guys.
Girl. No comment.
I told you I'm having some malfunctions. I apologize.
You good? Now, how the hell T-Mobile owe you $500?
No, $598.98.
Okay, they owe you $600. We just gonna round it off.
So, I call myself trying to be a great consumer and pay my bills on time, right?
Yeah.
And I set myself up on auto pay with T-Mobile so that, first of all, I'm very frugal. So anyone who knows me personally knows that I am always looking for a deal. If I can save a dollar, I'm going to save a dollar. I'm a coupon clipper, bargain shopper. This is on sale. I'm going to get it. Oh, if I buy this one, I get that one free type of a person. So, T-Mobile has this offer where you can save 10% off your bill each month if you sign up for the auto pay. So I'm like, I have to pay my bill anyway, right? I need my phone. I pay it on time anyway. Might as well sign up for the auto pay and save the 10%. T-Mobile decided, I kept getting, like, faulty phones. My phone kept jacking up, and I kept getting equipment replacements. And I got pissed, and I'm like, you know what? This is, like, the fourth song you guys have sent me in the past 30 days. Like, I'm about to cancel the service. I'm just over it. And, again, I didn't have the newest model phone, right? I have, I used to have the Vibrant, the S Vibrant, so the first one that came out. And I was totally fine with that phone. I was not going to upgrade. And they kept sending it to me. Obviously, they were refurbished because they don't make that phone anymore. So they kept trying to convince me to get an upgrade. They're like, ma'am, you've had your service for 4 years. You could totally get an upgrade. I don't want to pay any more money. I just want my phone to work. I don't want to pay you, and I don't want to upgrade. I know I'm eligible for an upgrade, but then that means I have to renew my contract, and I don't want to do it. I just want to get a phone that works. So as a courtesy, they sent me an upgrade because they're like, you know what? You've been a customer all this time. You've been paying your bill. And instead of you canceling, we'd like to send you this courtesy upgrade. I'm like, it's going to be free? Yes, it'll be free. I don't have to renew my contract? No, you don't have to renew your contract. I'm going to put this adjustment in your account for you. So it's giving you a credit of the amount that the phone would be. You're fine. Okay, great. So I get my upgrade for free. I'm happy until my bill comes out and my checking account is drafted almost $700 because I have two lines, one for me and one for my oldest son. And I don't get the text message confirmations until after my goddamn checking account. They send me a your payment was successful confirmation. So by the time I saw it, they already took $700 of a damn dollars. And I'm like,
oh my God, I would have been sick.
Like, see, Marvel, I'm going to need y'all to give me my money back. I've been trying since last month, March the 15th, to get my money back from T-Mobile. I have talked to 21 representatives, and it is not an over-exaggeration, listeners of Chocolate City Radio. I have names and employee ID numbers of 21 people at T-Mobile that I have talked to, and everyone has given me a different story as to why I cannot. Everyone, first of all, apologizes because they know it was dead-ass wrong that I don't have my money. But nobody knows how to fix it. Everybody says, I'm going to fix it this way. And then they're like, oh, that person didn't do it right. I'm going to do it this way. Oh, you know what? It really takes 72 hours. Oh, you know what? It takes 10 days. Oh, you know what? They lie. It really should happen tomorrow. Nobody knows. So I told T-Mobile I could run their company better than they can.
Okay, so you've spoken to supervisors and everything, right?
Of course I have.
And
they're included in the 21.
So they couldn't go to somebody over their head?
Nobody knows how to fix it. Everybody says it's somebody else. Nobody really knows. But I'm good, though, because I told them that, you know, I will spend more money to sue their asses than what my damn phone bill was. So, of course, my bank is, like, filing a fraud dispute. So I'm going to get my money. I'm not concerned about that because, you know, my bank will handle it. They are good about that kind of thing.
Who do you bank with?
I have a credit union.
Okay, because you know who's real good with disputes? Bank of America.
Bank of America? Hmm?
Yes.
Bank of America?
Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
They put your when you start disputing and you fill that form out, they go ahead and credit your money back.
It's not even, I mean, don't get me wrong. $700, I was not in my happy place about that, okay? But luckily, thank God, you know, it didn't make the difference with my bills getting paid or not. I was still able to take care of business and do what I had to do. But it was more so the damn principle. Because now here it is almost 30 days later, and these motherfuckers, pardon my friend, these mofos tried to send me a bill telling me I owe them again. Are you kidding me? Now you try to tell me I owe you more money or you're going to cut my phone off? I don't even think so. I'm going to need my damn money back. And then I'm going to need to not pay any bills for 3 months for my pain and suffering that you've caused me over the past 30 days.
Yeah, I mean, because just think if it was somebody, like, right around the first, and it was rent time or something, right? And That came out of their rent money.
That could make the difference between somebody sitting in front of their house watching movies or being on the street in a hotel room. Like, you can't play with people's livelihood like that.
No, because that's the kind of shit that make people show up at your fucking job and ready to blow up some shit.
$700 is not a small piece of change. I don't care who you are. $700 is not a small piece of money. I mean, like I said, God is good. I was fortunate enough that it didn't affect me being able to, you know, to take care of what my immediate needs was, but it certainly was, like, put me in an uncomfortable predicament because I am by no means rich, you know? And I had to, you know, like, I don't know, I plan for my little dollars, like, oh, okay, I'm going to put this over here, put that over there, and put this with that.
Yeah, when you wake up and that shit is just gone, and
it hurts your feelings.
What
your feelings
fuck?
Be hurt? Like, oh, that's
how
they. That's what happened. My feelings
were hurt. Damn. Yeah, so I'm gonna need my money.
And I mean, you know, I'm like, okay, they took the seven, which is fine. I mean, I did have to pay them, so I did owe them money, which is why they only owe me $598, because obviously a portion of the money that they took was included for my bill, but I need my money.
This is my thing. How in the fuck, if you're eligible for upgrade and everything, right?
Uh-huh.
How in the fuck are they? How are they just gonna take $700? I mean, I'm not understanding how they added up.
Because I think what they did was they didn't charge me for the upgrade, but they didn't put it on my account as an upgrade. I think
all
what they did was they charged
for the phone.
Yeah. So they saw the credit in there, but what happened was they said that the credit was, I don't know, something about the lady did the credit wrong, so she scheduled the credit for the wrong date. So instead of her scheduling it for when my bill, before my bill came out, it was scheduled after. And that's what caused the conflict. I don't really care what caused it. I just need for them to fix that.
Damn. Oh, I would have been in Sprint showing the fuck out.
I was mad. You know it's bad when you go, like, and you're around, like, your coworkers. Like, I'm around my boss. You know, I told you my boss is a fan of the show, right?
Yes.
When I got caught trying to take off so that I could do Friday, Sunday, he was like, I already know what your ass about to do. So you know it's bad when your boss is like, Jazzy, go. Like, what do you need me to do? You want to go home? Like, I know you're not yet. Like, what do you need from me? Like, what do you want me to do? That's bad. And your boss is like, you know what? Just go ahead and take care of that. And let me know what you need me to do. I'm like, all right. It hurts to lose, you know, it hurts to lose money, especially when.
Hell yes! Especially when you're not expecting it. And just because of somebody else's mistake.
Exactly.
Damn it.
But, you know, I'm going to take care of it, but I am not. I am so glad that I did not fall for that upgrade. Then I would have been stuck with their ass for another 2 years. What happened to the kid?
Oh, my. Damn. Oh. Have you heard the mixtape yet?
I have not heard the mixtape yet. I have been retweeting it a lot, though. But I have not personally heard the mixtape.
Girl.
But woo! I definitely just made sure that I checked that out because I'm going to have lots of things to say about it. Now, your boy is on the mixtape, I know. Right?
Who? G2?
Yes.
Of course. He's most definitely on the mixtape. He's on there with Give It Up, and I'm really happy with the buzz that it's creating, because now when I go out and I'm with my son, a lot lot of people were coming up to him like, yo, I really fuck with that March Madness. And he's like, there she go right there. There go my mom. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, it is so crazy. So now it's like everybody is like, oh, I want to be on your next one. I want to be on your next one. I'm like, I'm sure y'all do. Y'all could have been on this one. But y'all motherfuckers didn't take me serious enough. You know what I mean? So now they see that it's all over the place and it made This Is 50 and all that other stuff like that. I'm just like, okay, I'm taking my, I'm taking the mixtapes to the next level. So, you know, the next one is going to be even crazier because I already have like a strong top line that I'm like, that's going to include Drag On. Yes, I said Drag On.
You know what? I'm just going to let that ride. Okay, that's good. I'm glad.
I'm going to have
Hidden Maino. Shout out to Hidden Maino.
Yes, I'm going to have Maino on there. And then Milk Ticket. He's one of, he's an artist as well as a Bad Boy producer that was nominated for a Grammy 3 times. So, you know, this is going to be, like, a nice mixtape because I'm going to take everybody out their comfort zone. Because I go out of mine every time I drop a mixtape. And then when I get ready to do my next R&B mixtape, oh, my gosh. This one is going to be, like, hella, hella good.
Shout out to SC. out my wallet is not the business, you know. And then in addition to that, like, how you go to court and testify on somebody and cry, like, really fucking cry wolf, like you were so innocent, like, you know? I don't know.
She put that tool on her.
Shot the shit out of her. just my opinion,
she put that hammer in action.
Just my opinion.
I mean, you know, you can't put that tool on people and then, like, and then, this is what artists need to understand. You are held to a higher regard because you're going to always be targeted for some dumb shit. You feel me? So, when you get targeted for dumb shit, after you get the charges pressed against you, guess what comes next? The civil lawsuit. So, as an artist, you got to be smarter and understand that you are a money target.
Yeah, that's true. But again, that was her supposed to be her BFF, right? So who'd ever thought that, who'd ever thunk it? Who'd ever thought? I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I know people who have been shot before and did not tell the police to please throw the book at the other person. And then, of course, you know, there's people that go the other way. I'm just saying, how do you hang around people like that on a daily basis? Like, that's supposed to be your ace, your BFF, that happens. And then, I mean, I understand you're mad, right, because you feel offended. Like, why would I steal from you? And you get shot. I'm not saying that it's right that Remy shot her. I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying it's right. But I'm saying, how do you become a celebrity now because you're the victim that got shot by Remy? Well, you know, I don't know.
I wouldn't say she a fucking celebrity. Motherfuckers is like, damn, she did you dirty. I mean, but take a look at Gucci. When he hit that sergeant in the head with the bottle, he just wanted to...
You know what? Gucci man, first of all, don't lost his goddamn mind. That's too much lean, too much gold in his mouth and went to his head. Like.
But Gucci is really crazy. Gucci was in and out of mental hospitals before he ever got signed and became pop famous. So he's supposed
to... You know what's so crazy? He's such a smart guy. Like, I've spoken and listened, like, you can have an intelligent conversation with this man. Like, you can speak to him, and he can speak back in a very intelligent manner. He raps like he doesn't have any goddamn common sense. But when you speak to him, it's a whole other story. He can have very intelligent conversations, very, very educated, self-taught. But, yeah, he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So, and you know what's going to be sad? Because it was a soldier that he hit. Had it been a regular person, it wouldn't have been that bad. But because it was a soldier.
No, with Gucci, it would have been that bad because that's his record. You know, he threw the bitch out the
trouble.
He threw the chick out the Hummer that wouldn't get him no pussy for $150. He threw out his moving Hummer. So, I mean, it's him. That's just Gucci. Because he hit somebody else in the head.
I hear you, girl.
I mean, that's just Gucci. I mean, it's sad at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, artists that are mainstream or that's getting money, you got to understand that you are a target. No matter how you look at it, people going to always see you as a payday. So you have to exercise better judgment in the shit that you do. I mean, that's just point blank, you know? So, matter of fact, we have a little bit of time. So what I might do is just play some music. And, well, I'm not going to play You Don't Even Know because I don't support that. I don't support that song. So that's not one thing that I'm going to play. Let's see. What am I going to play? I might just play some music from March Madness. That's what I think I'll do. I'll play music from March Madness. So, let's see. Mm-mm-mm. It's coming. Okay. So, DJ Sleazy. We're going to play that 35 by Diesel from the Goon Squad out of Detroit.
Picture me, baby, yeah, you know that's him. Ladies love kid, all I gotta say is queen. Got queen, got bottles of the team, baby. Hop on in if you a model, that's thin. Damn, you a little sexist thing. You make a fiend on coke, do the best of thing. I mean, no joke, the ling's no joke. My thing when I broke, I'm in let me in. So you like the way I talk, side to side, left to right, like the way I walk. You wanna ride, get inside, head is in the yoke. I only smoke piss, motherfuck the new post. Cause I'm a cool dude with the shades on tight. I party with my crew, rip the stage all night. But party with some juice, got me feeling alright. The juice for you, where we going to life? Motherfucker, shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Yeah, disrespect, we can take it there. Yeah, disrespect, we can take it there. Hit you there, hit you here, hit you niggas anywhere. Yeah, disrespect, we can take it there. Yeah, disrespect, we can take it there. Yeah, disrespect, we can take it there. Hit you here, hit you niggas anywhere. I know you want to be thick just a little bit. I carry your big old vibe, not no little shit. Clover time to the girls like no flip. I'm a big dog in this game, use a little shit. I stuck to the grind to get a little grip. Not three crown vicks, not no little whips. Hey, I like a slim waist, but not no little shit. Oh yeah, and no big girls, that's a little shit. Yeah, cause I'm Vito. God, you can't see mo. Keep out, get shot like free throws. You keep that jump wherever you go. I'm a 7-series demon, using that ego. Hey, too spoiled, we some legends. So recognize the motherfucking stars in your presence. Hey, like so on, game your rap so on. This here top, nigga, go ask Ozone. Disrespect, we can take it there. Yeah, disrespect, we can take it there. Yeah, disrespect, we can take it there. Hit you there, hit you here, hit you niggas anywhere. Yeah, disrespect, we can take it there.
Normal, need a super change. We always know strong. Your shit be cool. plan. Verizon paying me. I bring them bitches out. I'm what you came to see. I fuck around with them Migos like they can to me. Now I'm fucking around with Young Buck.
So what's to the key?
I've been a real nigga. Ain't no faking me. You been a fuck nigga. So now you gay to me. My niggas fuck with that white, so that's plenty shit.
That's plenty shit.
My team fuck with Alicia, so that's plenty keys.
Yeah. Going on that super strong, that calendar. The calendar. They fuck around with Sosa, now they super chase. It's all the shit you normal need a super chase. We always going strong. Your shit be too on weed. Going on that super strong, that calendar. The calendar. They fuck around with Sosa, now they super chase. It's all the shit you normal need a super chase.
Bitch, I'm blowing all that strong like I got sticky breath.
This strong, this
trap be doing numbers, we don't need no help.
Oh no, oh,
I just hit my plug up for about 20 P's. Then I split it, then I order another 20 P's.
Got them hoes on my line, I told them fall back.
Nigga,
you ain't fucking nothing, why you wearing that?
Bitch, you can smell it loud, that's that damn fluid. Friend, nigga, I ain't dangerous rap pussy.
Respect the body. all that I have, baby. Look into my eyes and see if you can feel what I feel. See what I see. It's all that I have, baby. Feel what I feel. See what I see. It's all that I have, baby. Look into my eyes and see. See what I see. It's all that I have, baby.
All that I have, baby. Let's see here. We're going to play Banshee, the Bandit, and his shit is serious as hell. I have to find it. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. I gotta go into the actual mixtape and find it. It's called Vent, the Freestyle.
DJ Slizzy Flame, Shock Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, Mars Madness, the mixtape. This is our shit.
In the corner of my darkest hour, hide from my shadow like a fucking coward. Shit, I probably got rose flowers in my head, but heavy thoughts and heads to my brain power. If I'm running through the right, even pace a jog, people cut me off and start saying I'm part of the problem. Got you all intrigued when I started flowing. So the voices in my head tell me keep going. I did bad stuff off of not having the option, like a kid in the group home with no choice of adoption. Now I stop because the aggravation, now I stop. Call the nightmares, leave the noise and loud pop. I lost my older brother to a husky knob, but I still go through life like everything is fine. No watch on me, so I can't watch the time. Traceable ink, I can't watch my rhymes. Hard to follow, shit, I'm always shallow. But I can't swing, my pain is hard to swallow. Feel the grim reaping near, devils coming soon. Can't tolerate the sun, so I walk the moon. Nigga, most of my closest loved ones met in doom. I was acting out like I ain't sucking the pool. My cousin Crystal died in prison on the third degree. She wouldn't even been in there if it wasn't for me. See, all hidden ways to the fate. Can't deal with the fact that she went away. Even though my prayer daily off the grid, she still play the game, dog, so that's the way it is. Street nigga living, street nigga life. Another chance to do it over, I would do it right. Grandma and I buried in the same plot. Now my anger and sorrows in the same box. Evil ways I inherited for busy. Half loyal, half shifty. See the road is still missing. Some of God's blessings still missing. Some outside is digging. But that shit won't fix me. Tell me there's a lot more to reach. But I lost the love and the care just to teach. Short a little willpower so I can't preach. Straight from the business side, went back to the streets. Find a home, see a way to get a heart. Let it be the way. Light is block killing for a while. Cause it's hard to write good songs when you can't smile. Hard to motivate when you can't motivate yourself. Can't help somebody when you can't help yourself. This ain't no sad shit, it's just to let you know. I've been stressing for a minute, time to let it go. So far, but I still ask God why I feel empty. Sometimes I gotta let you know. Time to even let it go. Face the demons all in your life. But you won't win, keep running to the light. Son, I gotta let you know. Time to even let it go. My vision was so blurry. Thoughts of not making it, dog, was so scary. To the point I cracked under pressure. Feeling like a man, no, I was feeling lesser. Tough to play catch up when your footwork is ass. You got a bad time and your 40-yard dash. Feeling life in the room, people closing in. Let me get another crack, and I'ma go again. Never meant to send, but it was a way to eat. Black pools of stealth mode, my way to creep. No gimmicks or extra shit, my way is deep. The road to heaven is expensive, no way is cheap. All you need is faith in the right soul. You gotta take it to a place you thought you couldn't go. Where you get the kind of power no one knows. Great deeds will always earn you a pot of gold. Back then, the rap dream was not a goal. Used to be a little bad nigga with a snotty nose. In my eyes, I'm signing half broke record, keeping it genuine in a game that's synthetic. Where your future get altered by your present, and niggas act different when they cut a fucking record. Sweet credit wishing, but don't know the lesson, so they pay in the end because they didn't learn the message. With these fools out here, I can't comply with. And with the people, I built schools of fly shit. Out the gutter, I climb out the alleyway. I'm ridden a soul thug with some Black Panther wisdom. People treacherous signs, I read you, follow me. I got them all down to a science, nigga, astrology. So done with this world, I'ma let you know. I'm off the ghost planet after I let it go.
That is a deep ass song. I'm gonna play one more song before we get the hell out of here tonight. This one is called Can't Make It. This is by Streets and Cedric Curtis.
Make it without you.
Hi, Rich. Hello?
Hey, Chalk. Hey, Chalk, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm enjoying this nice Cali weather down here. You know what I mean? Just want to call in and hear your little sexy voice and see how everything is going.
Everything is going okay. I'm trying to stay out of trouble, keeping my head up, and trying to get through these last 2 weeks of school. So, I mean, you know, it could be a lot worse, but I'm blessed.
Okay, that's I'm you know, I'm glad to hear that you're picking yourself up, you know, I mean, slowly but surely, you know, I mean, you get back up there though, and you know, hopefully everything gets a lot much better than what it is.
So how have you been doing?
I've been good. I've been out, you know, I'm traveling, just been working, had a couple of, you know, gigs and stuff, and I had to take care of. And right now, you know, I'm out here with my boy, Gio Brown. Like, we just going over some details. Like, you know, we just shooting his video, his music video on Sunday and stuff. So I just been working and going out.
I like how you said going out. Did you listen to the mixtape yet?
Yes. What'd you say?
Have you listened to my mixtape yet?
I have not listened to your mixtape yet, but I need to.
When you listen to it, you're going to call me after you finish listening to it.
So after I listen to your mixtape, what you're saying is I'm going to pick up the phone and I'm going to call you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got to hear your mixtape then.
Because you're going to be like, I did not know you had that in you.
I mean, you're full of surprises, so.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about the mixtape, and this is, like, one of my best mixtapes that I've put out.
Oh, well, I definitely got to hear that.
It's even on thisis50.com.
You said it's on thisis50.com?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to definitely check it out. You know, I'm, like, one of your biggest supporters out here, too, on the West Coast. You know what I mean? Me and you, we go back.
Yeah, we need to go forward. Yeah. I need you to go in.
Yeah. I got that.
When are you coming to VA?
Huh?
When are you coming to VA?
Say one more time. Sorry, it was kind of loud in my gut. What'd you say?
When are you coming to Virginia?
I'm coming to Virginia on May 8th. I'll be down there for 4 days.
I'm coming.
Coming? You coming and you coming, or you coming?
I'm coming and I'm coming.
Nice. Looking forward to seeing you now.
Got a question for you. Have you heard that new song by Jay-Z yet?
Yeah, we were just banging it right now.
And how do you feel about it?
I like it. You know what I mean? It's like he ain't, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, he said stuff about the president and everything, you know what I mean? It's kind of controversial, but I like it, though. You know what I mean? You can't be afraid to voice your opinion in the rap game. You know what I mean? You just got to be out there. And he done paved the way. He done a lot of stuff. So, you know what I mean? I think he's one of the person in the rap game that can get away with saying what he said, you know, and it go. And controversy sells. So, you know. Yeah. I'm feeling it. How do you feel about it?
I'm not a Jay-Z fan.
You said you're not a Jay-Z fan?
No.
I've been
a Jay-Z fan for years. He only has one song, and it's not even his. He's just on the remix. And that's The Best of Me by Maya that I really like. I'm like, I fuck with that song the long way, the hard way, even to this day. But I'm not really a Jay-Z fan. Some of the stuff that he said in there, I'm just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, in the music world, you have to be controversial and stuff like that. I just feel like you need to be careful and mindful of some of the things you say, because even though you have a creative mind and you're just spitting shit, other people might take it the wrong way and it can cause problems for other people.
Now, I'm going to say like this. Now, you know, Jay-Z said it, you know what I mean? And, you know, what Rick Ross said about, you know, in his song where he did with a remix with somebody, you know, he got dropped with the Reebok stuff because of his, he talking about rapping Rick Ross. He talking about raping a girl in the song with some Molly. So it's like certain people that can say something and get away with it and certain people that can't. Like Rick Ross, I mean, he haven't been in the game as long as Jay-Z, so, you know what I mean, he couldn't even get away with that. They dropped him from, like, Reebok, like his business and everything because of him talking about raping a girl.
Yeah, he wasn't, his apology was half-assed. He wasn't apologetic enough. And then Rocco has to take him off the verse because that's fucking up his money because he's not getting radio spins. Like, I am so glad that that happened because at the end of the day, artists have to be held accountable for some of the shit that they say. You know what I mean?
True. That's true.
So
that is true. Now,
even though you may not be going around raping bitches, you shouldn't have said it. Because look at CeeLo, somebody that was actually accused of doing that. His ass ain't on The Voice this season. And he's been on there the last 2-3 seasons, right?
Uh-huh.
Corporate America ain't playing with people. Whether you white or black, when you do ignorant shit, they not fucking with you. They don't give a damn.
Yeah, and they, the industry, the rap dudes, you know, they try it, you know what I mean? Like Lil Wayne tried it with saying, like, you know what I mean, beat the pussy like Emmett Till. You know, a lot of people didn't like that. That was wrong. I thought I was wrong, too, you know what I mean? I'm a big-time Lil Wayne fan. But, you know what I mean, as far as, like, that verse of what he said, you know what I mean? And if anybody followed the whole Emmett Till story, they'll know
of
that.
Of course. You know, that was, like, mad disrespectful to Emmett Till and his family because of what they had to go through and how that man was beat. So for you to come and just use that, you know, like, I have no respect for him because here he is a role model and you have epilepsy, but your dumb ass want to walk around here still doing your lean, your dirty sprites, your scissor for whatever the fuck is in your cup, and you're, like, killing yourself slowly. You know what I'm saying? You don't have enough respect for your kids. Have enough respect for your fucking kids to be around for them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel that, you know what I mean, because people is listening, so, you know, I feel that, you know what I mean. It's like I'm still a fan, you know, I still support, you know, Lil Wayne. That was one verse. Now, if he just continue to keep doing it, then that's just something I'll just have to reconsider and, you know what I mean, think about it. You know what I mean, because at the end of the day, like, I'm a fan, too, and I'm listening to it, like, regardless of what I mean with the industry. I'm a fan of hip hop. So any good music, I'm going to support it because the same thing, I want people to support me with my movement, you know what I mean? With my show, with anything or what I got going on. So I'm going to support it. And I'm going to support it. I'm going to support it first.
Support that fucking Martian and on his mixtape with my lad, like just coming out of jail or, you know, because I don't think he really went to prison like that. And it's like when you say, fuck Young Money, I'm going to fuck you in the ass. Like, really? That's suspect like a motherfucker. It's like,
it's kind of like a suspect.
Yeah, when you running around kissing grown-ass men and...
But, Chuck, you know, I'm going to drop off something new to you. You know, I keep on telling you. You know what I mean? I'm going to drop off, you know what I mean, my boy's song, so therefore y'all can hear it down there on the East Coast, too, and everywhere. Like, it's hot.
You need to email it to me, and I'll play it.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do that. You know what I mean? You definitely got to touch bases and touch faces and touch, you know what I mean? We definitely got to, you know what I mean, do that. So I definitely got you on that one. I'll send that out to you.
Yeah, some body-to-body is always good.
Yeah. Man, you need to make your way down here to the West Coast, though, man. Like, you know what I mean? We need some of that down here.
You know, so. If this situation wouldn't have happened with my brother, I possibly would have came, like, in June. But I might can come in July. But, like, right now, I'm, like, so over the place with handling his affairs because, like, everything happened so fast. So I'm still, like, trying to make some sense out of everything and, you know, stay out of trouble and not beat people up and shit, so.
Okay. You know, I mean, like I said, hopefully everything just get better or something. You know what I mean? And everything is getting better. I'm sure it is. You know what I mean? And it's just, you know, hopefully it moves at a more rapid pace and a more faster pace than everything. So.
I hope so, because I'm like 3 years without my best friend. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Like, you know what I mean? No homo, but I don't know how I can do 3 years without my best friend. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I feel you on that one.
But because I've been in that situation, I'm like, okay, you know, letters, calls, I make sure, like, it's an easy ride. But whenever you, like, separated from your family, it's never really easy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. So, make sure I don't drop nothing. Yeah. So, wow. So sexy. What's new?
I am about to start on my drinking videos, my little drinking show. My mixtape party is going to be on the 27th, and stuff that I'm having with that, I think Lauren London is going to be hosting that night, so this should be quite interesting.
Okay. Well, you know what I mean? Yeah, definitely have it. You know what I mean? Shoot me the link to, you know what I mean, with this 50 or whatever, you know, just text me everything I need to know, self-watch. I can get to it and just check it out and see.
I can most definitely do that. I really appreciate you calling in tonight. Make sure we talk tomorrow so we can catch up and everything.
Oh, we will. We definitely will touch base. And, you know, we definitely got to do that. You know, yeah. Yeah, we definitely got to do that, you know what I mean? So I'm going to be up all night just, you know, working on this video. Like I said, we got this big video shoot down in L.A.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll text your phone and I'll shoot you the link to the mixtape. And just hit me up because I'm going to end the show. Hop in the shower and do some of my homework so I can be caught up.
Okay. Definitely. You know, it's good talking to you. Hit me up and yeah. Definitely looking forward to that text. Text me when we get off.
I am getting ready to text you right now.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. I would like to thank Rich Hines for calling in. Jazzy, and I like to thank everybody that listened tonight. Make sure you join me on Sunday night for Slow Jam Sundays. I will be back from 9:30 to 11:30. Everybody be safe and enjoy your night.
All right.